The history of rock and roll continues as we begin a two-hour chart sweep of some of the most significant songs of the 50s. We'll start in 1956 with the first top 10 record of the Platters.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Platters and Only You, featuring the soaring lead vocal of Tony Williams. Tony was discovered while singing in a car wash with a man who wrote Only You, Buck Ram.
Just off the record, it took me 10 years to get it recorded. I couldn't give it away until the Platters did it. Tony Williams, when I was rehearsing him, saw a copy of Only You and said, "What is that?" And I says, "Oh, well, it's one of the songs that is the Dead Doggy." And he said, "Let me hear it." And I played it for him. And he liked it, and he said, "Let's do it." So I said, "Well, okay." Now, when we went to record it, he sort of cracked his voice on that gimmick, "Only You." And he said, "Oh, that's terrible." I said, "No, it isn't."
The vocal cracks and swoops of lead singer Tony Williams led the Platters through more than two dozen hits between 1955 and 1961. They had 13 gold singles, two gold albums, and in the 50s outsold almost every other recording act around, except Elvis Presley. The success of the Platters inspired many other black groups, including one from New York City, led by 13-year-old Frankie Lyman.
I first started when rock and roll was at its peak. Many people were, you know, trying to make the grade. So I figured, well, if I try, I just might make it. And when I got with a group, we tried. And we made it.
Why do they fall in love?
The Teenagers and White of Fools Fall in Love from the spring of 1956. Lead singer Frankie Lyman, who wrote it after a high school lover's fight, was discussed by a fellow performer from the 50s, Eddie Cochran.
I've known him for quite a little while now, and a real good buddy of mine, you know. We chum around together a lot. As far as performers go, I would say that Frankie on the stage, and I think everybody would just about agree with me that sees the show, showmanship and everything is so important, I think, and that's just exactly what Frankie Lyman is, you know, his showmanship. And he does a real great show, believe me. I think everybody will agree that as far as show business goes and performers and everything, that this cat's right up there.
Another important showman of the 50s was one we met earlier in the history. He was referred to as the Georgia Peach, and many called him the Madman of Rock and Roll. His real name was Richard Penniman, but everybody called him Little Richard.
Gonna tell that Mary Brown of the joint. He claimed he has the music, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long talk, Sally, she's a bit of a piece of guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo.
Richard and Long Tall Sally from the summer of 1956. The history now sweeps on through great moments and the number one records of 1956.
Man, sweet, sweet memories,
memories you gave,
made of this.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
They did the rock and roll.
And the wayward wind is a restless wind.
I almost lost my mind.
My friend is a rapture in blue.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
You got me singing the blues.
The number one hits of 1956. New faces in the pop scene that year included Johnny Cash, the Coasters, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Andy Williams, and of course, Elvis. That summer, a one-time arranger for Lionel Hampton, Louis Jordan, and Louis Armstrong formed his own rock and roll combo. Bill Doggett recalled his first and biggest hit.
The Honky Tonk Thing was really composed on the bandstand one night in Lima, Ohio. And Billy Butler just started off playing this particular 12-bar blues string. Well, we didn't know what it was going to be when we first started. And they started to dance. So we had to keep it going. So that I came in with the shuffle. Clifford Scott, the saxophonist, he added his particular line, and we went from there.
Doggett and Honky Tonk, the accidental song that became a rock standard. In a moment, another tune cut on a hot summer night with the studio door open. If you listen carefully, you can actually hear a truck rumbling by in the still of the night. That record's next on The History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll remembers a soldier named Fred Parris stationed in Philadelphia. In the wee hours one morning while doing guard duty, Fred sat down and decided to write a love ballad. Later that year, he formed the Five Satins and recorded the song in a church basement in Connecticut. Today, more than 10 million copies later, it's still selling.
Love you so,
show me.
Five Satins and In the Still of the Night from the fall of 1956. A few weeks later, a New York disc jockey cut one of the biggest records of the year on a home tape recorder in a friend's apartment. Jim Lowe remembered his hit.
We had this melody that by the name of Bob Davey had brought into the office. We all tried to write lyrics to it, but nothing happened. We didn't get it right. And then finally one day a fellow by the name of Marvin Moore from Texas came in the office, and he took it home that night and came back the next day with Green Door.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green Door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
You're keeping Green Door, what's that secret you're keeping?
Green Door.
Green Door was a number one record in 1956, and at about the same time, the Dells hit with Oh, What a Night.
No.
Adele's and Oh, What a Night. 13 years later, they were to re-record the song and have a top 10 record all over again. The history of rock and roll moves on with highlights from classic hits of 1956.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Devil or angel,
I can't make up my mind.
Bebop, Lulu,
she's my baby.
You've got the magic touch.
You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoes.
You load 16 tons, what do you get?
I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
My red corpuscles are in mass confusion.
See you later, alligator. So long. That's all. Goodbye.
The biggest pop sensation of 1956 was the arrival of a tall, lanky country singer who found himself being interviewed on the Hillbilly Hayride.
Elvis, boy, we want to first ask you how old you are.
I'm 21, sir.
You're 21 years old. Sure heart, you've got a few months on me, I'll tell you for sure. Tell us, before you got in this music business, what were you doing for yourself?
I was driving a truck.
Driving a truck?
Yeah, I was.
Was that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, I was back in Memphis where I live now. I was trying to say I was learning to be an electrician.
You decided to stick to truck driving, huh?
Well, I was driving a truck and I was studying to be an electrician too, see.
I see, and you got all mixed up in this crazy music business,
yeah.
And that tore the electrician deal all to heck,
tore
huh?
The electrician and trucks all up.
Now tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went into Sun Records and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later. I went in and I made my first record, That's Right Mama.
Yeah, and then from there on, well, we know a little about what happened, because boy, those things spun on the turntables like nobody's business.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue.
Your heart
beating close.
close to mine.
So close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely, begging on my knees. Love me. Oh, yeah.
Elvis Presley was so hot in 1956 that Love Me, a cut from his album Elvis, became a top 10 hit even though it was never released as a single. Coming up, a look at 1957 with a 225-pound performer who at his peak traveled some 30,000 miles a year doing one-night stands. He'd take along 30 suits and 200 pairs of shoes just in case he started walking. Fats is next on the History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll continues with the music of the 50s. The year is now 1957, and we're walking with Fats Domino.
I'm walking, hear the thing, and I'm talking. On you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
I'm Walkin' was Fats Domino's biggest hit in 1957, a year in which 11 other Domino songs made the charts. Fats was a master of good-time boogie in the 50s, and besides selling more than 50 million records, he also earned himself a nickname, Mr. Rhythm and Blues. The History of Rock and Roll now presents a collage of great moments from the number one hits of 1957.
Don't forbid me to hold you tight.
Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true.
'Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
Find a wing, and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound.
My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be.
Oh, lady, baby.
Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
New faces on the pop scene in 1957 included Paul Anka, Eddie Cochran, the Everly Brothers, Brenda Lee, Rick Nelson, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Sam Cooke. It was also the year that five Air Force servicemen got together in the basement of a Pittsburgh disc jockey's house. The room was rather small, so some of the guys had to stand in a closet to sing, and they recorded their biggest hit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Come Go With Me from the Del Vikings, one of the very first racially integrated rock groups. The Del Vikings' style was called doo-wop and wasn't limited to groups organized in the United States. The Diamonds swept down from Canada to score more than a dozen American hits, including She Say, Walking Along, and The Stroll. The Diamonds' biggest record was explained by writer Maurice Williams.
I was dating these two girls, man. You know. And I really couldn't make my mind up. And so one day I just sat down the piano and wrote a little song about it, you know. Little darling, I was wrong to love too, you know. It came about like that. It was a two-girl situation, actually, in my life at 15 years old.
But no, oh well, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My dear, I was wrong. To try to love a fool. Oh well, that my lover was just for you.
The Diamonds from the summer of 1957. The storyline of Little Darlin' was continued in another song, Stay, which became a hit for composer Maurice Williams and his group, The Zodiacs. We'll hear that song later in the history of rock and roll. 1 month after Little Darlin', a country singer who taught himself guitar in the Navy earned his first gold record.
I don't know how I ever got the idea for what I did, and I wrote it one night, I remember, in the back of the car. We're traveling from a show, and saw a sign that said 11 miles over some town. I don't know what town it was, and by the time I got to town, I had finished the white sport coat, so it took 10 or 11 minutes to write the song.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Marty Robbins and a white sport coat from the summer of 1957. Next, the first hit of a lumberjack when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with the history of rock and roll, 1957.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee and the bee made the honey and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb and they roamed the world and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Whopping, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my phone. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove. And I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb. Honeycomb, the first in a decade of hits for one-time lumberjack Jimmie Rodgers.
I knew the song Honeycomb. I had been singing it for quite a while. I went back to New York City to audition for the Arthur Godfrey show. He had a talent scout show there at that time. And while I was back there, I auditioned the song for Roulette Records, sang Honeycomb for them and a few other songs, and they liked the song very much, and they told me that they would call me. Later on, they did call me, and I went back to New York City and recorded Honeycomb on July the 19th at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was an audition record, really, but they released it, and it became a hit.
At about the same time that Jimmie Rodgers was recording Honeycomb, a group called The Rays entered the studio and came out with their first and only million seller.
Shade, I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouette, 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 silhouette,
Rays and Silhouettes, a song written and produced by Frank Slay and Bob Crew, later creators of dozens of hits for Mitch Ryder, Freddie Cannon, and the Four Seasons. Frank Slay talked about Silhouettes, their very first success.
I remember Bob's contribution to that song very clearly was the silhouette, 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 that thing in the chorus. It was so catchy. He brought in the word silhouettes and says, well, won't this make a good song? And I remember thinking it was a heck of a good title. At the time, I had a part-time job so I could keep body and soul together in those days, and where it was at night. And I remember sitting and writing the entire song by myself, goofing off on the job at night at British Information Service.
The Rays' record of Silhouettes was an early example of the Philadelphia sound, which even spawned its own television dance party. Dick Clark, the host of American Bandstand, remembered.
There was a definite Philadelphia sound because most of the hits were made on Cameo Parkway and they came out of a broom closet. We used to laugh about it. It was a little tiny room. It was either written and arranged by Dave Apple and written by Cal Mann and Bernie Lowe, or Madeira and White or a few other local writers. It had a feel because it was all done by the same people in the same place. Then you had Danny and the Juniors. That was a rise of a group that was put together and a sound to accommodate a dance called the bop. So what rhymed with bop but the hop? And you have a thing called At the Hop.
Hop with Danny and the Juniors. The History of Rock and Roll presents more excerpts from the big hits of 1957.
Baby, she's a gal for me.
Little pretty, pretty one, come on and talk to me.
If you knew Peggy Sue,
yeah, I've been searching.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
I'll never let shop at Fanny go.
Next, the History of Rock and Roll explores the golden hits of 1958. We'll begin with a Chuck Berry record, which the Beach Boys used as a basis for their hit record, Surfin' USA. It's next when the History of Rock and Roll continues.